Hello, everyone. This is your Sky Sports Radio podcast preview for racing on Saturday at Randwick. And Paul Joyce is joining us, our form analyst. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Off to Randwick on Saturday to coincide, of course, with the $10 million race day on the Gold Coast for Magic Million. And look, it'll be a great meeting to play a quaddy because there's very open racing at Randwick. We're expecting a good track. I've done these tips for a good four. Rails out 9 metres, so we should have a bit of fun with this week's quaddy.
Okay, well, let's look at the mate races 6, 7, 8, and 9. So we begin with the Tab handicap here, the staying race over the 2,400 metres.
Yeah, we're starting with a bit of a bang too, Andrew. I've gone 8, 1, 9, and 4 here, and number 8, Dream Folk, when I last checked tab.com.au, was paying around the $21 mark. So we'll have something each way on him to kick us off to a flying start. Look, he's a horse that runs 2,400, and that's the big thing here. This will be a genuinely run race. We've got horses like The Way We Are, Burning Energy, and Hard and All Engaged. So I think we'll back one that just sits back off the pace, lets everyone else do the work. And this horse loves a good track, and he loves running out a strong 2,400. His last start, he ran third behind The Way We Are and Trafalgar. Two rivals he meets again this week, but he meets them much better at the weights, and they're both right in the market. So I think Dream Folk has slipped under the radar here of the bookmakers and will jump aboard at the big odds. Number one, the Rumour File. Now, he's a bit hard to follow. He's in and out. He won 3 starts ago at Rose Hill at massive odds, but I didn't mind the way he hit the line over 1,800 last start in a stronger race. And this is his first real test over 2,400. He's bred to stay. He's a former import, and I think the Rumour File can go in at the double-figure odds as well. Number nine, Marman. He's another one at double figures, so our top three picks all at double figures. He sneaks in light at the weights here, 51 kilos, and I think he'll run out the trip. He's been racing in sort of different form lines than the rest of these, but 2 starts ago finished behind Admiral Jello and meets it much better at the weights. And again, Admiral Jello hard in the market here. Best of the rest, we'll put in number 4, The Way We Are, only because he will lead. He's a last start winner. In fact, he's won his last 2, and he'll roll along in front. So we'd like to have those in our quaddy. So it's 8, 1, 9 and 4. We're going big in the first leg.
Righto, let's get through it. 8, 1, 9 and 4 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race 6. Race 7, the Schweppes here, 1,400 metres. Couple of Wathers at double-figure odds, but they're in the race. And so too, Invincible Knight, who was okay first up. How does it set up over the 1,400?
Yeah, good pace here. We've got a big field, as you just mentioned. Dylan's Rojo drawn the extreme outside, so he'll probably be carving across the lead. The likes of Sabino, Speed and Careless have also drawn off the track, so the pace will be on. I've gone 6, 12, 3, 4 and 5, so we've got 5 runners here. Number 6 on top, Invincible Knight, the horse you just mentioned. We backed him first up and he was strong through the line. That was off a really good trial when he's just come back in terrific order. He's now won 4 of his past 5 starts, so John Thompson's really found the best of him and he's got a lovely barrier here just to trail the speed. He's clearly the one to beat. Number 12 choice we had, racing really well, a winner 2 starts ago at Rose Hill. And then last start at Canterbury, just got too far back after missing the kick. But that form's held up well. Peter and Paul Snowden trained will throw it in. Number 3, Esteban, one of the most interesting runners of the day. Obviously looking for further, but I thought he did enough first up over 1,200 behind Suspense. That's a good form reference now to the 1,400 second up. Wouldn't surprise me if he does something here. Best of the rest, the 4, Sabino Speed, a strong last start winner edging out Careless. And it's the other runner I'm putting in, number 5, Careless. Since Mark Newnham's taken him over this prep, he's been racing really consistently and he's close to a win. So we'll go 6 on top from 12, 3, 4 and 5.
Righto, that's the second leg of the quaddy. Third leg is the tab.com.au handicap. Again, a large field here, Paul. This time, though, over the 1,100. Is there a bit of pace in the race?
There is, yes, and Costanati rips along our renaissance. And then we've got Schumacher drawn at the outside, who showed blistering speed at a couple of recent trials. So they'll go quickly here. I've gone with 4 runners. We've got 13, 1, 8, 11. 13 on top, Machine Gun Jubs. Now, this mare's had 8 starts for 4 wins and 2 placings, and she was a certainty beaten resuming at Warwick Farm behind San Giovese. She was heavily backed that day, but at the start, a couple of horses jumped awkwardly, and she was the meat in the sandwich there. She got shoved right out the back, rattled home late. She was a good thing beaten, and I think she can atone off a beautiful barrier here just in behind that fast pace. Number 1, Top Striker, well, he's just racing in too good a form to leave out of a quaddy. Easy last start winner here over 1,000. The extra 100 won't worry him. Number 8, Batty Oz. Now, he's been gelded during his spell, so take note of that. John O'Shea, James Doyle combining there, and he's had 2 strong finishing trials. So watch for him to be rattling home late. Best of the rest, I thought number 11, Magic Alibi, provided they start here, I think he's an emergency up on the Gold Coast, but he's definitely been thereabouts of late, and if things fall her way, I think she could get into the money. So we'll go 13, 1, 8 and 11.
Righto, that's the third leg race 8. The quaddie at Randwick ends with the last there at 5-6. This is over the mile again. How does it set up for this race?
Yeah, well, this is important because there's not as much speed here as you'd usually expect in a big field at Randwick Mile. We've got Dark Eyes and Classic Uniform, the two obvious on paces, but they've both drawn really favourable alleys and they should get there easily. I think they'll put the brakes on then and control the race. Portman from Melbourne, the other one that could go forward off a wide gate, but there's not much pressure here. I've gone 2, 12, 14 and 5. I'm with the two Dark Eyes. I think he'll be right on pace. Adam Hieronymus and Gay Waterhouse combining, obviously Adrian Bott there as well, and Adam Hieronymus has been doing a terrific job on these front runners, and I think Dark Eyes will take a stack of catching. The 12 Portman, the Victorian, lightly raced for Danny O'Brien, doing everything right down there. I think he's worth putting in because he could end up third with a good trail here, and he's got a light weight. Now, the 14 Shutterbug, blinkers on first time for this Danny Williams trained mare. She loves Randwick. She was a winner here 2 starts ago, and I think she's worth throwing in at a bit of odds. And best of the rest, number 5 Hand From Above, just edged out by Louis C.K. at Rose Hill last start, and he's third up off a spell. He should be ready to peak. So we've got two on top Dark Eyes from 12, 14 and 5. That'll cost us $32 for 10%. So it's a bit over our usual budget. If you want to play it cheaper, $16 will get you 5%. And I think you'll get a good run for your money this week.
Well, you've helped us in the last couple of weeks with different sort of outlays, and we can afford $32. I'm travelling okay off you, Paul.
Yeah, well, it's not much for considering what they're paying for some of these yearlings, is it, Andrew? So $32 for them, they wouldn't even spend that at the bar. But no, if any of the smaller punters out there, play it whichever suits your budget, because I really think this week at Randwick, you'll want to have something going for you while we tune in and watch those big races up there.
Okay, so $32 for 10%. Paul Joyce will join us live on Saturday morning on Sky Sports Radio between 10 and 10.30. Any updated track information, obviously. They're tipping a couple of showers there, are they, Paul? Possibly.
Possibly a few showers, particularly on race day, which is always a bit of a problem. I think it's 80%, but they're only tipping between 2 and 8 mil. So, you know, if we get that, it probably won't affect the track. But last week, we didn't think we'd get much, and it poured all day Friday. So we'll just have to wait.
We'll monitor that. But as I say, Paul will be on the radio live between 10 and 10.30 on Saturday. Good on you, mate. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, and the podcast preview for racing in Sydney on Saturday.